RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Miles Simmons. Miles, belated Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year in advance.
Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Yes, same to you. Happy holidays for sure.
All right, now as we wrap up week 17, head into week 18, for you, as we look at the season, try to anyway as closely as we can in a limited amount of time, what's more surprising, that Denver and New England and Jacksonville are the top three seeds in the AFC, or that the Chiefs, the Lions, and possibly the Ravens won't even be in the playoffs?
Oh, I would definitely say it's the latter. I mean, you know, I wasn't necessarily thinking that the Chiefs would be bad this year. And, you know, by some metrics, they're not bad, right? But I didn't necessarily think that they would go on necessarily to win another Super Bowl, or at least be in the Super Bowl, because they've played more football in Kansas City than any other team over the last, really, you know, 7-8 years, right? I mean, going back to when Mahomes just became a starter. And at some point, that's going to catch up with you, and I think we saw that it did this year. But I'm surprised by the way the Lions have struggled. I mean, the way that Jared Goff turned the football over, you know, on Christmas Day, it really was reminiscent of his 2020 season with the Los Angeles Rams, where, you know, afterward, Sean McVay was saying that January of 2021, yeah, Jared Goff is our quarterback right now. And then we saw what happened. They went out, they go get Matthew Stafford. I'm surprised by the regression that we've seen with Detroit. And, you know, with Baltimore, look, I mean, Lamar Jackson has not been healthy throughout the course of the season, but I think it's fair to have been surprised by some of the defensive struggles that the Ravens have had. And, you know, I think the Ravens are kind of fortunate that they are now in a win and in situation, you know, going into week 18, because I would not have expected that. But I didn't expect Baltimore to have 8 losses, you know, in the 2025 season. And I didn't expect that from the Lions either. So I would say that those two teams specifically being bad, are, or at least, you know, with two of the three, with Kansas City out of the playoffs, that does surprise me more.
Another big matchup this Saturday night, the one seed in the NFC on the line when the Niners and the Seahawks meet, and a lot of people playing out that hypothetical scenario where the Niners might not have to pack a bag at all through the entire postseason if they get that one seed. The Super Bowl is being played in their stadium, but if they want to get there, got to get past Seattle first. When you look at these two teams, what's different or maybe not so different about them now than when they last met, which was all the way back in week one, believe it or not?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you look at the way the season has gone for San Francisco. You have so many injuries. And I think when your two top defensive players are out, you know, guys like Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, and because they're so good, you just don't really expect that team to have as much success as the 49ers have had over the course of the season. I mean, the fact that they are going to be playing for the number one overall seed and the NFC West crown, and the Rams will not, you know, even before they take the field tonight against the Atlanta Falcons, the Rams can at best be the number 5 seed in the NFC. And the Rams have been one of the best teams that we've seen all year. I think that speaks to the coaching of Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh as defensive coordinator and how they've been able to keep everybody together. The problem, though, with the 49ers, and I think we saw this somewhat last night, they just do not have the same kind of caliber pass rush as we are accustomed to seeing, especially with Robert Saleh as a defensive coordinator. And yeah, some of that, a lot of that, I think, goes back to the fact that Nick Bosa and Fred Warner are out right now. And so because of that, I think Seattle does have a slight advantage, even though they will be going on the road to Santa Clara this weekend. You know, I just feel like the way that Seattle plays defense is going to cause problems for Brock Purdy. And if you can't pressure Sam Darnold, which the 49ers have a lot of, they're having a hard time generating pressure, especially without sending extra rushers, then that's also going to make things easier for Darnold, who has, you know, turned the ball over a lot. And that's going to be one of their Achilles heels, I think, in the postseason, no matter if the Seahawks are on the road or at home, if they get the number one overall seed. But I've been impressed with both of those clubs, you know, throughout the course of the season. I do think that as long as Sam Darnold doesn't turn the ball over, the Seahawks should be the favorites to win the NFC. However, you know, that's a significant if when you're talking about Sam Darnold, who's had those turnover issues going back to the time where he was playing in the Coliseum at USC.
Now, a team that I'm still trying to figure out as we head into Week 18, I mean, are they real or are they not, is the Eagles. You know, you look at their entire season, they have some good wins. Yesterday was one of them. They beat the Rams. They beat the Packers, other NFC playoff teams there. But they've lost to the Broncos, the Bears, the Chargers. It's really been a mixed bag this year. But you watch the way that defense played yesterday against the good Bills offense and Josh Allen kind of holding him to what they did. I mean, do you still view them as legit to defend as reigning Super Bowl champs? You know, can they get it done purely on the defense?
Yeah, you know, I look at the Eagles and I think this. I think they've got a Super Bowl caliber defense, and they've obviously got a Super Bowl caliber defensive coordinator, and I have no clue what to think about them on offense from week to week and even from quarter to quarter sometimes, because, I mean, I don't know what their offensive philosophy is. Saquon Barkley has not been the same guy, in large part because their offensive line hasn't been the same. They've struggled a little bit off on offense without Lane Johnson. They're all-world really right tackle. And if you can't have those things going, right, that offense is predicated on the run game, or at least it was under Kellen Moore last year when they won the Super Bowl, then you're going to have a tougher time moving the ball. And the way Jalen Hurts is playing, sometimes he understands what he's seeing, sometimes he doesn't. I mean, they really could not move the ball at all in the second half yesterday, which is part of why the Bills were still in that game basically until the final play. So I don't really know what to think about Philadelphia other than their defense is Super Bowl caliber. And if they can lean on that defense and they can induce teams into making mistakes, then yeah, they can repeat as Super Bowl champions. But if teams are executing and they're moving the ball down the field, and then when they get to the red zone, they are making the necessary plays, then it's going to be really hard for the Eagles to keep up in the postseason because they just are not generating much offense. And I was at that game at SoFi Stadium against the Chargers a few weeks back. And, you know, when you're in the press box, you know, you can see things a little bit better and a little bit differently. And you could just tell that Jalen Hurts had no idea what he was looking at for large stretches of that game. And then when he threw the game-ending interception afterwards, he says, well, I knew it was going to be a tight window throw, which makes you say, well, dude, why are you making a tight window throw in that situation in overtime? So based on the way the scheme hasn't been working, the decisions that Jalen Hurts sometimes have not been very, very good. I have a lot of questions about their offense, but their defense, man, that defense is good enough that they could carry them to the Super Bowl.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Miles, what's happening on the website? Is there, what, one game in week 17 left, and then all sorts of drama coming up in the next 7 to 10 days, not only with the games and playoff bursts being decided, but maybe some coaches being asked to leave and never to return.
Yes. And it's interesting, too, because we heard something from Marcus Freeman, obviously the coach at Notre Dame right now, who had been one of the favorites to take the Giants job, but it doesn't look like that is going to happen. You can read all about that at ProFootballTalk.com.
Miles, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy week 18, and we'll talk to you before the playoffs. Happy New Year to you and the family.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you, too.
You got it. Miles Simmons, everyone. And as he just said, Marcus Freeman's sticking around in South Bend, at least for another year. Or at least for today. Who knows what happens over the next few hours. We'll come back, go to the fun house, then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Ravens have saved their season, at least for another week. Is that good enough for you? And has Mike Elias done enough to save the Orioles starting rotation? Does he need to add more? We got a lot to get to here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.